When you walk into Stemline Variety in Bloomington, you understand why it's been the go-to head shop for decades. Pictures of Bob Marley and Jerry Garcia meet you with smiles, and smokeware lines the walls. But it wasn't until recently the shop could offer customers something to smoke.
We also sell waxes and moon rocks, which would be Delta 8 flower wrapped with Delta 8 wax and covered with Delta 8 keef.
That's Vince Manson, who helps his dad Andy run the store. Stemline is one of many stores across the state that's begun offering Delta 8 THC products. Smoke shops, gas stations, and CBD dispensaries advertise Delta 8 edibles, vape cartridges, and more as legal alternatives to marijuana.
It is not quite as potent of a psychoactive as Delta 9. You don't have the oh wow factor, as I like to call it, with the Delta 9.
Delta 9 THC is the chemical component of marijuana that gets you high. It's the plant's main psychoactive cannabinoid, but it's not the only one. Delta 8 THC has a slight chemical difference. Users describe it as weed light with less paranoia or anxiety, but it still gets users high. Manson says they get people of all ages, not just students, asking about Delta 8.
I recommend those for people who are in some serious pain, or I have a lot of cancer patients that come in.
After years of falling hemp prices, growers like Devin Crispin discovered CBD oil could be converted to Delta 8. Crispin and his team took about 2 years to get their process right before they began producing Delta 8 products. They started selling edibles and vape cartridges this spring and are already in 65 stores across the state.
We had our attorneys look into it. We talked with the Midwest Hemp Council and some of the attorneys and people there just to make sure we could ensure the legality of it. And once we were confident, then we started to work on gathering the materials, raw materials, and the processes to make it happen.
Delta 8 advocates point to the 2018 Farm Bill as the legal basis for their products. The bill allowed for the cultivation of hemp and defines it as cannabis plants with Delta 9 THC below 0.3%. State law allows any part of that plant, including the seeds and all derivatives, extracts, and cannabinoids.
They made anything with over 0.3% Delta 9 THC and its precursors illegal. The Farm Bill did not exclusively address Delta 8, and because it does come from a hemp plant, it's categorized as part of hemp.
State officials were not eager to discuss Delta 8 when we reached out about its legality. The Indiana Prosecuting Attorney's Council declined to be interviewed, as did multiple members of the state legislature. The State Office of Drug Prevention, Treatment, and Enforcement referred us to the Indiana State Police, which also declined an interview. But the state police said in a statement that Delta 8 could be covered under Indiana's Controlled Substance Act. Andy Manson says it's on the state's radar.
It's a gray area, and the state senators and state representatives that I've talked to, which there are several, they're all arguing, trying to figure out the best avenue to go down.
The Mansons say that gray area and lack of regulation can create safety concerns. They vet the companies they work with and only carry what they consider reputable brands. Crispin says his vapes are derived solely from hemp plants without cutting agents, chemicals, or metals, and he sends them to third-party labs to test for safety and compliance.
We would love it if there was a clear, you know, standard operating procedure for what they wanted. It only really gets rid of the bad actors and makes sure that everything that the consumers get is safe and tested.
At least 16 states have moved to restrict or regulate Delta 8, including Michigan and Kentucky. Hoosier advocates say cracking down would prevent people from getting the relief they need and constrict a potential gold mine. For WFIU News, I'm Mitch Legan.